Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
California dealing with what may be the first possible case of community spread coronavirus. Alex Stone joining us live this morning from California. What is the update? What can you tell us about this patient?
Well, Susan, good morning. It is a woman from Solano County outside of San Francisco that she first went to a hospital in the town of Vacaville where she didn't do well. She was going downhill health-wise. She was put on a ventilator. She was intubated, but they could not figure out what she had. They tested her for a lot of different stuff. Everything was coming back negative, but the CDC denied the request for a coronavirus test because she didn't fit the criteria. She had not traveled. She was not around anybody known to have coronavirus. She then was transferred to UC Davis Medical Center, of a higher level medical center, where they finally pushed for a coronavirus test, and they got one. They got approval for one. It came back this week positive. This is believed now. It does look like that she got it in the community. They don't know where or how or who the carrier was, but we are hearing from Governor Newsom today saying that we all knew that this day would come.
We knew this was inevitable as it relates to the nature, the epidemiology, the nature of these viruses, that incident would occur.
So right now, the CDC state health investigators are out in the field urgently trying to figure out who she got it from, who she was around, could she have given it to anybody in the community, trying to backtrack everything she had done and put together a timeline of where she had been, and all the health workers who had been around her. The first hospital has found dozens of people who were working, you know, whether it be nurses and doctors to room cleaners to those bringing her food, that now they are on 14-day quarantine because they had been around her. So this is all just beginning to unfold right now.
Yeah, having to do all the backtracking and really tough work to find out where it might have gone, but could that have all been avoided? Why was it so tough in the first place to get that coronavirus test?
Well, unfortunately, there just aren't many of them right now. They're hard to get, and so the criteria has been that if somebody presents themselves with the symptoms, they also needed to have some sign that maybe they had coronavirus, that they had been traveling, that they had been around somebody with coronavirus. Right now, California is monitoring about 8,100 people for coronavirus, and they've only got about 150, 200 of these tests from the CDC to use. The CDC developed this test. It has been making the test and then sending it out to states, and the governor here is saying it's been inadequate, the numbers that the CDC has given to California, but the CDC is saying, hey, we're doing this as fast as we can. We had to start from scratch. And so they just don't have as many as needed. So if somebody doesn't meet the criteria of possibly or likely having coronavirus, they haven't been able to get that test.
Alex, thanks. We appreciate the update.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.